Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Getting on board Air Force One to go to Wisconsin for the rally there, whatever you call it. It's not really a rally when he does it. It's a coffee clutch of gibberish.
30 people on the island.
Did you notice, though? He took the full rampway, all those steps up. He didn't take the little side
thing. With no escort?
Well, you know, he's been going on the little side thing. The little, it's maybe six steps or something, versus this is vertically challenging. It's like, what, 15 or 18? I think they
and
did.
And he made it all the way up the stairs by himself?
Yes.
The president of the free world was able to climb stairs, Dom?
I didn't notice the footwear, whether he had the sneakers on or not. I got to see another shot to see the footwear or not. But they did that intentionally. They've been showing him up to go up the kiddie side. And today they showcased he could go up the steps.
A whole flight.
Let's go to Caroline Sunshine here on Talk Radio 1210 from the Trump campaign. Caroline, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. How are you?
Good. So how did you feel after your Brett Baer interview yesterday? Brett thought that might not happen, total surrender.
Well, my invitation to the Democrat Party still stands. Again, you know, total surrender now is what I would recommend. Save yourself millions of dollars, do the right thing for the country, and just sit this presidential election cycle out. I mean that sincerely, because look, if you can either keep Joe Biden as your nominee, you're stuck with him at the top of the ticket, and anybody that you can replace him with cannot beat President Trump, as we just saw in the latest round of polling. So I think it's rather charitable advice. I think they should take it. Whether they will or won't, I can tell you all the conversations our campaign is having is about how much money we're raising, where we can put President Trump and his winning message next, and how we're going to keep winning on behalf of the American people and take that winning message all the way to the White House.
All right, Caroline, Dan, my producer.
I'm with Caroline here because I'm thinking there's so many causes that the Democrats love to preach. They got millions of dollars here. Why not, you know, put it towards that instead? You know, you got no shot here.
All right, it's painful for me, but let me see you break down the other side. Obviously, the campaign has been very buttoned up this time, extremely so. So I'm sure you're looking at all potential contenders, like the California hairdo. And Kamala Harris. So one of the angles being pursued, Caroline, and I'm not sure the campaign, it's the media, too, that Kamala Harris has been in on the cover-up of Joe Biden. She would know as much, if not more, than anybody. And yet she participated in going out there and lying to the American people about it.
That's exactly right. Borders are Kamala Harris, yes. And, you know, all she has to do is laugh and they'll go down 20 points in the polls. And the Democrat Party leadership knows that. But it's exactly what you said. No one has had more of a front row seat to Joe Biden's decline than Kamala Harris. Nobody has had more intimate knowledge of seeing him on a day-to-day basis and seeing his incompetency, seeing his weakness, seeing his decline than Kamala Harris herself. So if it's time for Joe Biden to step down, Kamala Harris should step down with him because she is every bit as complicit and guilty in covering this up to the American people. And that doesn't just make Joe Biden unfit to serve, it also makes Kamala Harris unfit to serve.
Caroline, I'm in a camp, though. I know it's broken. Don't fix it. Keep Joe Biden as the opponent. But the other side points out several things with Kamala Harris as far as what the upside would be. What's the biggest, other than a cackle given, of Kamala Harris? Is it President Trump likes to talk about the border, Caroline, and we know, and during the debate, he did. I said the number one thing he did well was pivoting to illegal immigration and hitting every area talking point like overcrowding in schools, murder, everything else during that debate. And she is the face of failure since she's the border czar.
You've said it best yourself. She is the face of failure. I'm not really sure what Kamala Harris has done the last 4 years. It's really surprising to me that Democrats are now wanting to trot her out because it feels like the last 4 years they wanted to do nothing but keep her in a closet somewhere in the West Wing because she's the border czar who hasn't secured the border. I guess she's the director of AI policy. I don't know if she can even spell the word AI or string together a sentence, much like Joe Biden. Joe Biden's problem is he has cognitive difficulties and has difficulty putting sentences together. But as President Trump said one time, Kamala Harris speaks in rhyme, and it's quite odd. If you listen to her speak sometimes, I think it's quite confusing to the American people. So, but I guess birds of a feather flock together. But look, while Joe Biden's record is very much Kamala Harris's record, what has she been able to point to that she has done for the American people the last 4 years? Because I can't think of anything. So like I said, it doesn't matter who the Democrats put up, none of them can beat President Trump because President Trump does have a record of being on the right side of the issues that are most important to the American people. And this election cycle, that is inflation and that is immigration. And Kamala Harris has an abysmal, if not no record on both of those. So this is why I don't jokingly say, maybe just sit this one out, guys. Save yourself millions of dollars and a lot of time and just let the adults in the room handle it, so to speak, right? That's their favorite phrase.
Caroline, President Biden came on, I think, across the country. I know here in Philadelphia, the station 900, African-American radio. Here's one cut, then we'll get your reaction to it, Dan. This is cut 7, where he said he was proud to be the first vice president.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman, served with black president. I'm proud of the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much.
Wow. We're waiting for the translate. And you can imagine the woman who did the interview is pretty capable, but she was only able to ask 4 questions. And I guess she was told, come on, if he says something like this, don't say, what the heck are you talking about?
Well, I guess is Joe Biden self-identifying as an African-American woman now? Or is he appropriating, is he appropriating African-American culture now? I'm really unsure. Sometimes I feel bad for whoever the sign language translator is for him because you've got to think these people are just so confused, right? They're having to translate in real time, and you've got to think, okay. So, but in all seriousness, like I said, look, all of these clips are just tumbling and tumbling out. This is Joe Biden that the American people have known for the last 4 years. We've known that he's weak. We've known that he says things that are just, I don't even know what he's saying. As President Trump said on the debate stage, Joe, I don't know what you just said, and I don't think you did either. This is who Joe Biden has been the last 4 years. This is nothing new to the American people. And the thing is, it's nothing new to the Democrat Party or the liberal mainstream media either. And these people, just like Kamala Harris, have had that front row seat to his decline for the last 4 years. And instead of telling the truth to the American people, they have let this country go to hell in a handbasket before ever speaking a word. I don't want to hear, you know, the first day after the debate, the media all of a sudden saying, oh, it's time for Joe Biden to step down. No, after 4 years of covering up his decline, you don't have to say, let's go Brandon now, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Caroline, thank you. Thanks, as always, for joining us here in Philadelphia.
Thank you so much. Let's go Brandon.
What the heck? Dan, is she going a bit off the reservation here? It's getting a little bit, you know what I mean? Telling Brett Baer, why don't they just surrender now?
I wonder, though, like, she's coming, like, she's from the campaign, right?
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
You have Biden embarrassing himself. Did this open a door for the Trump campaign to be a little bit more brash with their...
Yes, that's exactly it.
I love it.
All right, one other thing that's been happening today, it's been seized upon. By the way, my vote, it's not even a doubt. The most pompous, wrongheaded, just beyond blowhard annoying in all of cable, Dan, is not the usual suspects. It is clearly Morning Schmo. It's Morning Joe.
Yeah.
I watched him today. He clearly is just beyond. But he led the charge, seizing upon the fact that the Labor Party won pretty clearly. They didn't report that Le Pen, which is very conservative, won in France, but they won in Great Britain. And he wants Biden and others to emulate what the Labor Party stands for, restoration of the working class. And I wanted to talk about this because there are still remnants of the Democrat Party being able to pose as the so-called working class party, right? That's one of the top two or three things that Trump has done. The Republican Party policies and the vibe, the picture of the Republican Party has moved away from these policies and just approach of people that are so-called working class that maybe was a fact, 30 or 40 years ago. What was it that changed? Well, in my mind, in the rural areas where Trump won in 2016, the first thing that changed with the Democrat Party, they're the enemy of the straight white male, particularly the straight white male who was not college educated and in certain professions. That was a big breakthrough. Now, how were they able to keep a certain percentage of white males? And it infuriates me, but it's been a successful policy for them, Dan, say in a place like Philadelphia, at least on paper. People in unions, they've been able to keep them in somewhat by telling them, we are going to give you more than the Republicans will give you. So at least on paper, you have to say the unions in the Philadelphia area are pro-Democrat, maybe not pro-progressive, but they're pro-Biden, pro one way or another, they can pose as that. Even the cops, even the FOP often can do that. With Josh Shapiro, right? They endorse Josh Shapiro. I've never forgiven that. I mean, I said, look, I know you can't endorse Doug Mastriano. There's a lot of reasons. Just don't endorse anybody this time around. Not Josh Shapiro. Come on. So they've been able to keep publicly in line. Now, we get all kinds of calls that listen to the station from people that are in unions and say, yeah, but you don't understand. We are not on board with that. We see more Trump, or at least we're not going to go with these other people. Yeah, but the money, the foot soldiers, and the public brand is these working class unions, they support Democrats. Now, I think it's changed, and Trump has been one of the biggest change agents, but it's still there. The other breakthrough is with African Americans working class because of what Democrats, what inflation has done. And
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Trump has broken through. Then we have in town, and I don't think they're working class. I mean, these are, we have 7,000 out of control union activist alleged teachers with the NEA. These outfits still are solidly, not just on paper, they are legitly with the Democrats. The UAW is an example. They have a lot of college professors and people like the NEA types as part of their union. And they're well rewarded, those people that work in the auto plants, so they keep them in line. But is the Democrat Party now, or is it the Republican Party? The thing of it is, though, after Trump, can Republicans keep their foothold on people that are working class? Or will they go back to policies and people that make people say, I got to identify with the Democrats on this? I mean, how would Newsom or someone like Kamala Harris, how would they strike with working class Americans in large numbers? Joe Biden is always posed as the union guy. But who does the Democrat Party benefit? Who are they really about? And they're about more educated coastal elites, progressives, the mob that we saw try to tear up Philadelphia yesterday. They're not with people that are patriotic. And I've often said the building trades in Philadelphia, some of the most patriotic people. How in the world can they stomach people like Kamala Harris then? Newsom, how can they go along with that? A lot of them have cops in their family. How can they go along with a party that hates the cops? They hate the cops. So does this NEA bunch that's in town. They hate the cops. They hate Israel too. They hate America in large measure. All right, 855-839-1210. Dan, I think that'd be the interview of the century, the Pringle woman in studio, since they're here in town for an hour with, oh my God, we wouldn't have enough phone lines. They'd melt down of what would happen here. Is that being shocked? You really think that? She'd say to me, you really think? National Hijab Day, let's celebrate that. Let's diminish women more. How is that not diminishing to women? If you make that choice, that's your choice. You can, I think in America, you should be able to do whatever nutty thing you want as long as you're not harming anyone else. But don't expect me to celebrate that. The Bidens will not speak, but he's still coming to Pennsylvania at the convention because the NEA, apparently, Dan, as I'm reading this at the Inquirer now, just came down, he'll no longer speak at the NEA conference after the organization's staffers announced a strike today on Friday, prompting the association to suspend its programming. So they're striking. How could there possibly be labor demands against this most politically correct organization, the National Education Association staff organization? Represents staff who work for the union, which is the largest teachers union in the country. I don't know how many. There's probably a lot of them. The NEASO, you got to love that, said Friday they were on an unfair labor practice strike against the NEA headquarters in Washington, D.C., filing two complaints with the National Labor Relations Board. Uh-oh, wait a minute. The Pringle woman, unfair labor practices? Come on, Betsy or Becky? The NEA said in a statement, we've crafted a good faith, a proposal for our staff to address their express interests while ensuring the long-term health of our organization. We will respect our staff's picket lines. In the end, we are confident there'll be an agreement that ensures we continue to serve our mission and support our members. So it looks like, Dan, they're done for today with Becky Pringle. But Biden, who became the first sitting president to join a picket line, he did that in Detroit, will honor this. And I guess he will still come to Pennsylvania, no word where, on Sunday, though. Governor Hairdo, the California Hairdo, will be in Bucks County tomorrow, Dan. Let me know if you see where he's going to be, because it was to be determined when I looked late last night. And that's Governor Newsom. I alerted Scott Presler to this. I don't know if he's gearing up his organization to be out there wherever the governor goes, because Bucks County, you know, will have the new number on Monday. And if not this Monday, next Monday, I think Bucks County is going to be red. That is the headline. Now, will the Bucks County Courier-Times tell its readers that? Will the local media say, wow, Bucks County is now a red county? It would be the only one that is in the suburban county areas. I mean, Montgomery County, the work there is monumental to turn that red. Chester County is possible. Delaware County is very difficult also.
So Kelly Meyer from News Nation, Washington correspondent, says, quote, President this is a campaign official, says, quote, President Biden is a fierce supporter of unions and won't cross a picket line, end quote.
Okay.
Still traveling here, though.
So it means this small number of staffers is shutting down their annual convention here. They're going to go along with this. That's the way that it goes. An unfair labor practice. It's stunning. And Biden not going to speak here. I was really hoping to get the immortal words of Jill Biden to the teachers. That would have been enormous. But Newsom's still on for Saturday coming to Bucks County, as far as I know. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push #1210. We'd love to have you get on board. Don't forget the side question today, patriotism. Who would explain that? Who, what American or who, living or dead, would you have explained that to aliens? That's what we're looking for, okay? By the way, at Mulligan's, let's see, was the day before yesterday, middle of the week, kind of strange. I was impressed with Curtis Bashaw, who is running on the Senate side. On the Republican side, having a real Bashaw has a real shot at beating Andy Kim, who is very much a Josh Shapiro, able to masquerade as a mild-mannered Clark Kent. He turns into progressive Superman when he votes. He did a nice job when he joined us there. But the star, Jeff Van Drew, was amazing stuff. Just what this guy is involved in is incredibly intriguing. All right, it's 855-839-1210. You get on board, but do get your shirt. They are limited edition. If you're headed down the Wildwood, stop in the Mulligans. Get yours now, and next time we're at Mulligans or anywhere, start to wear them around. I am just so thrilled that they thought of this Got the artist, the T-shirt artist in Wildwood to come up with. It's beautifully done. And it, again, it's what people don't get about talk radio.
I do have a why they're picketing, if you want that. Now.
Yeah, why are they picketing?
So the National Education Association staff and organization said in a news release today that it had filed two unfair labor practice complaints against the NEA with the National Labor right. Relations Board. Union accuses the NEA of wage theft and of, quote, failure to provide information requested by the staff union on outsourcing more than $50 million to contractors. The NEA said in a statement today that it values the staff and remain fully committed to a fair bargaining process. The statement added that deeply concerning that misinformation has been shared from the contract negotiations. And now a statement from president of the NEASO, that's the people right. protesting, Robin McLean, quote, the National Education Association has threatened to host its convention virtually to avoid a physical picket line. For a union to trick its members into crossing a picket line is reprehensible. It also confirms what we have been saying. The NEA has abandoned its union values with its actions at the bargaining table. The NEA would rather cancel a multi-million dollar convention than comply with a labor law. NEA members should question where their hard-earned dues dollars are being used and wasted.
Well, it brings up to it's the same thing with these other unions, Dan. Now, I taught for any number of years. You'd be surprised. The average teacher is moderate, maybe a hair moderate blue to the left, maybe moderate conservative. They are these are the people, though, are these wannabe labor activists. I've seen them all every place I taught. They wanted to be. Dan, I told the story. The one guy told me we had to go in and talk to the principal, right? Watch what I do in here, Dom. It's called posturing. He takes off the top of the candy jar of the principal and starts taking candies out of there and eating it. I didn't want to be represented by this guy. I was hoping the principal would come over the desk and go, are you kidding me? You can't take stuff out of the candy jar on there without asking, Dan. You like that tactic?
Yeah,
yeah I'll take your candy yeah, if I want, if I want to reach over there.
I'm entitled to your candy.
Yeah, exactly. Put that candy down. Somebody should have slapped his hand. So these... Labor.
I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
That's right. So can you imagine wage theft by the NEA trying to undercut them with these contractors, all that money, all those dues? Why is it so hard for teachers, too, to end up with these obnoxious union heads and these progressive unions? What is it that's so hard in these labor unions? Somebody threatening to break your head if you don't go with the... aggressive labor leaders? Is it the old days? Is it Jimmy Hoffa? Why in the world do they go down this path? 855-839-1210. Like the building trades in Philadelphia. They don't agree with what a lot of these union heads said with illegal immigration and progressive Democrats. Are they conned into, well, we're going to get you more. They're going to give you more. And they don't like Trump because Trump has broken through with this. By and large, he has. And that's really good for the Republican Party. Let's take a moment to recognize Rick Santorum, too, who wrote Blue Collar Conservative. All these things that Trump in his gut maybe believed that he put into practice after talking with Santorum. They worked. Dan, you look like you had something else.
I'm just shocked because I just thought of this. We're talking about a union within a union here?
Right.
Like, it just seems like very, what's going on here? I didn't know you can form a union within a union.
Yeah, it's kind of incestuous. It's kind of nuts. Yeah.
But like, isn't NEA itself a union supporting teachers?
They have these subsets, though, whose interests might be even more insular than just being
really?
A member of the NEA. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they probably have like a dozen unions.
Then what the hell's the point of the NEA?
Well, they're members of that, too. That's
but they're not
it. Well,
representing the interests of the
okay,
teachers.
I'll tell you this. This is what it is, Dan. The NEA is formed to gouge the teachers by law in New Jersey, by the way, Dan. You know, they take it out of your paycheck. You have no say. You don't send it to anybody. Right out by law, they're able to do that. That's not America. So you have the general union. Mm-hmm. Their mission is to rob the public with these exorbitant rates.
Okay.
And then these sub-unions
are to rob the union.
Their mission is to how do they cut up the stuff that they've robbed? That's what it is. They want the
so
bigger
share. So the
teachers
have to pay both the staff union and the NEA? Like,
I'm sure it goes to both. I'm sure it goes to both. Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
And then, Dan, that gives
you're getting a little too, you know,
that gives you more. That gives you more bureaucrats because then the sub-union has to have their president, their whole
entourage. So what if
there's
a sect of employees that are unhappy with the NEA staff union's decision on the NEA? Could they form a third union under the NEA staff union?
Exactly.
The staff of the NEA, staff union of the NEA?
Yes, absolutely.
Huh.
But
if there's a subsect that's unhappy under them, could they, fourth layer?
Anybody listening today, it's a teacher, will tell you, an NJEA, they're running a guy for governor, too, and they're taking all the dues to do that. By law, they just take it out of your check. You never see it. You never have anything to do with it. It goes right away to the union. Even if you don't want to be a member of the union. Now, I don't know under the Supreme Court decision how much of that has changed, how many people have opted out. All right. Thank you for that, Reese. Can you imagine unfair labor practices?
It's like the National Baristas Union having a dishwasher subsect of the Baristas Union.
That's the one you really go after. These kids in the coffee shops wanting to unionize.
Well,
you're right.
It's nuts for coffee shop workers to want to unionize, but now we have union members wanting to unionize. It's like
exactly.
You've already unionized.
All right, 855, some union member out there can explain it to us and to Dan. 855-839-1210, that's how you get in. AT&T, Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push #1210, and we'll get you in. And hit us on the side question. You got the aliens coming. Explain patriotism. Who would you have do that? Biden is just about ready to arrive in Wisconsin. The last time he was there, we had him in that, I think it was Wisconsin, we had him in that mini brewery explaining beer in the Midwest. That was one of the all-time worst. But 855-839-1210.
I heard you like unions, so here's a union for your union.
Yeah. Imagine shutting this big thing down, though, and the NEA saying, well, we're not guilty of unfair labor practices. It's their own internal union, their own internal staff claiming this. A day or two after she's nominated, they're going to have buyer's regret that it will be tremendous here because of what will happen. There is no way. But I know this about Biden. We've already established that. We don't have to move on to another incapable person in Kamala Harris. And also, Dan, think about this. I would much rather have her as this unpopular, extremely VP than tagging in someone like Josh Shapiro, who might be able to con people better. If I were the Democrats and they're going to replace Biden, which they might with Harris, I think it'd be mandatory you'd have to put Shapiro in there. Because I think he could help you greatly win Pennsylvania. And that's pretty much all he has to do. That would make this race more difficult. Okay, so I want Biden to stick.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.